From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Knutson with your headlines for Tuesday, May 23rd. Pacific Gas and Electric Company, or PG&E, started undergrounding power lines along Highway 70 in Plumas County yesterday. That's part of PG&E's plans to underground 10,000 miles after its equipment caused the devastating Dixie Fire. 60 of those miles will be completed in western Plumas County, the company said in a press release. Work began yesterday at the Grizzly Creek Bridge and will move east to Rich Bar Road near Twain. That means portions of the highway will be one way only through September 2024 until undergrounding is completed. A Yolo County judge has ordered a psychiatric evaluation for the man charged with fatally stabbing two Davis residents and critically injuring a third. CAP Radio reporter Kate Wolf was at the courthouse yesterday.
During a 10-minute hearing, Carlos Reales Dominguez's public defender argued his client was not mentally competent to stand trial. Dominguez wore a prison-issued vest and sandals and tried to interject multiple times. He eventually told the judge he didn't want an attorney and wanted to represent himself. That request was not acknowledged. Members of at least two victims' families were present, including relatives of slain UC Davis student Kareem Abu Najim, who wore matching shirts with his face on them. The results of the psychiatric evaluation will be shared during a hearing next month. Until then, Dominguez will be held without bail. In Sacramento, I'm Kate Wolf.
The University of California last week took a first step towards allowing the hiring of undocumented students for jobs across the 10-campus system, a move that follows months of pleas from those students. From California Hub member station KALW, Suni Khalid has more.
The action by the system's Board of Regents Thursday does not immediately authorize the employment of undocumented students. Instead, UC plans to create a working group proposed by President Michael V. Drake that will spend the next 6 months considering the proposal. Regent leaders insisted Thursday that their intention is to ultimately permit the hiring of undocumented students, but they said they want time to carefully consider the issue, including legal strategies. If implemented, UC would be the first known institution to argue that a federal statute barring the hiring of undocumented immigrants doesn't apply to state entities. Doing so could attract a legal challenge. First, though, the regents want to ensure they have, quote, the best case to do that legally, said Richard Lieb, the current chair of the board, who will be responsible for creating the working group, which will be made up entirely of regents. The working group will complete its report on November 30th, at which point it will direct Drake on how to move forward. Since last fall, a coalition of undocumented students and their allies, including legal scholars at UCLA, have called on the system to authorize the hiring of undocumented students who don't have protections offered under the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The Trump administration ended the program in 2017, and no new applications have been accepted since then. In Oakland, I'm Suni Khalid.
Arizona, California, and Nevada proposed a deal yesterday to significantly cut their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River. Cuts will be made over the next 3 years. It's a potential breakthrough in a stalemate over how to deal with a rising problem that pitted western states against one another. The plan would conserve an additional 3 million acre-feet of water from the river that provides water to 40 million people in 7 U.S. states, parts of Mexico, and more than 24 Native American tribes. Cities, irrigation districts, and Native tribes in the three states will receive federal funding in exchange for temporarily using less water. Foie gras, that's a French delicacy made from the enlarged livers of force-fed ducks and geese. It's often served in a creamy pâté-like form and can be purchased as a canned good, but not in California. Yesterday, the Supreme Court said it would not get involved in the dispute over a 2012 law that banned foie gras from being sold in the state. That leaves in place a lower court ruling dismissing the case. Farmers and foie gras producers in Canada and New York first sued over the law. Courts have ruled that residents can still have the dish sent to them from out-of-state producers. But restaurants and retailers are still forbidden from selling it or giving it away. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, May 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.